Okay, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Ezuhi Ir Gedola." What exactly is considered to be a large city? And again, when we say large city, we don't mean large walled city. We mean large unwalled city. Remember, we said that the large walled cities would read on the 14th, the large, and then the kfarim, the villages, they would also read on the 14th. But they had the option that if they were schlepping in Yom HaKnisa, that they could just get the Megillah done on that day as well. So that's why we care what's considered to be an Ir Gedola, right? Anything that's considered to be an Ir Gedola, they're going to have to read on the 14th. They're not going to be reading early on Yom HaKnisa. But if you don't qualify as an Ir Gedola, if you qualify as a Kfar, so then you can read early. You have the option to read on Yom HaKnisa. So the Mishnah says, Ezuhi Ir Gedola. What exactly is considered to be an Ir Gedola, a large city? So the Mishnah says, Kol Sheyeshba Asara Batlanin, any city that has in it 10 batlanim. What does batlan mean? Levatel is to annul, to make void. So what this means over here is that they are betalim from malacha. These are people who abstain from malacha in order so that they can be in the basic nesses at the times of tefillah to ensure that there's a minyan. So kol sheyish ba'asar batlanin, any city that has 10 batlanin, that's a telltale sign that it is a large city. Pachas mikan, but if it's less than that, if there are fewer than 10 batlanim in the city, hareza kfar. So then that is a kfar. That is considered a kfar, and the nafkmina, of course, is, what's the practical distinction? That is, that if you are in a kfar, you are able to go in and read the Megillah and Yom HaKnisa earlier than the 14th sometimes. Okay, the elu Amru, regarding these, they said, Makdimin v'lo ma'acharin. Avol, but, so in other words, for when it comes to Megillah, interestingly, when it comes to reading Megillah, so it's regarding Megillah reading that we say that you can do things early. You could put it in advance of the typical date. V'lo ma'acharin, we don't push it off. We don't delay it. Meaning to say, right, for the people, let's say, who live in the Kfarim, they would read early. Right, instead of reading later, we said that you precede the Megillah reading to be on the immediately preceding Yom HaKnisa, if necessary. Right, if the 14th of Adar came out to be on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday or on a Shabbos or on a Sunday, you'd push off the Megillah reading not later but early. You can't push it later. Why not? Because of the pasuk of V'lo Ya'avor. But you can't. But instead, you put it earlier. So that's regarding Kriyas Megillah. That's where we said the Chazal tell us Makdimin V'lo Ma'akron. We put it earlier rather than putting it later. Avolzman Atzei Kohan, but there are a bunch of things that we prefer to do later rather than earlier. What are they? Aval. But Zman Atzei Kohanim, the time of the wood of the Kohanim. What is that talking about? So this we talked about Maseches Tainus, in the fourth parak of Tainus, it discusses that there were a number of families that that had specific days and times during the year that they would bring wood. Why are they bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash? They bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the ma'aracha, right? There were a number of piles of wood that were used on the on top of the mizbeach, the outer mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, and so it needed to be supplied with wood. So there were various families, specific families, that would bring wood. On the day that they would bring that wood, they would also bring a carbon nadava. That carbon was called carbon ha'etzim. The day that your family had the opportunity to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash and you'd bring your carbon, that was like a yomtif for you. But what happens if that date, there was a specific date of the year that was your date that you were supposed to be bringing the wood to the Beis HaMikdash? Well, what happens if that date came out to be on Shabbos? Similarly, the Tisha B'Av, or if you have Tisha B'Av that comes out to be on Shabbos, let's say, the Chagiga, or you have, this is talking about a carbon chagiga, right? We know that when you're olah l'regel, you'd have to go to the Beis HaMikdash three times of the year, right? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. When you'd go, you'd bring an olah re'iyah, but one of the other carbons you'd bring was called shalme chagiga, right? You'd bring a special carbon shalom, a carbon chagiga for the yomtiv itself. It was supposed to be brought on the first day of yomtiv. So same thing for Zman Atzei Kohanim, for Tisha B'Av, for Karban Chagiga, the Hakel. What's Hakel? Literally, Hakel means gathering, right? Or gather, rather. So if you look towards the end of Sefer Devarim, that's where you have the mitzvah of Hakel. The way the basic idea of Hakel was that right after a Shemitah was over, so you have the 7-year cycle. After the Shemitah is over, So you have at the by Sukkot time, and Matzei Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot. So after you have the first day of Sukkot, right? Normally, when we're done with the first day of Sukkot, if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you start the night afterwards. You start having Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkot. But if you lived in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you would be having Hakel then. Hakel would be on Matzei Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot. That's of after a Shemitah year, you would observe Hakel. What was Hakel? Hakel was where all the men, women, and children, key word there is children, they would have to go, they'd gather together in the Azara, and they would have to hear the Melech read from the Sefer Torah in the Azara. And there was a special bima out of wood that was constructed, and that's where he would stand from, and he'd read the special Sefer Torah of the Azara, and he'd read from Sefer Dvarim. So that was Hakel. So any one of these occasions, the Zman Atzei Kohanim, the Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, or Hakel, Ma'achar Nevelo Makdimin, we delay them rather than preceding them, advancing them. In other words, we prefer to push them off rather than having them earlier. So if any of these times came out to be on Shabbos, we'd push them off, till the next day, rather than having them before Shabbos. Why is that? So let's just take each one in turn very quickly. For Tisha B'Av, that's the easiest. Tisha B'Av is a day that we commemorate for bad things that happen. We don't like having days on which we commemorate bad things, peranios. We don't like doing those things early. So that's the general rule. So Tisha B'Av, we're not going to have it early. We're going to push it off. For Shama Chagiga, so Chagiga is not something that can be Docha Shabbos, right? The karbanos that we typically bring on behalf of the Tzibor, we do bring on Shabbos, right? We have this regular Tamid, Shoshachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, the Karban Musaf. But for Yom Tov, if Yom Tov comes out to be on Shabbos, if the first day of Yom Tov comes out to be on Shabbos, you don't bring the Karban Chagiga on Shabbos itself. When do you do it? So we say that for the first 7 days of any Yom Tov is a window in which you can make up that carbon. So you have the full first 7 days anyway, so that's where you're going to do the Karban Chagiga instead of advancing it. What about Hakel? So Hakel is not something that we do on Shabbos. And there are a couple of reasons that are given for why we don't do Hakel on Shabbos. One of the reasons that Rashi suggests is that, as we said before, that the pasuk says that you're supposed to bring the men, women, and children are all supposed to come. So even very little children, babies, are supposed to come along, and you're supposed to bring them along to hear Hakel, to hear the Melech reading from the Sefer Torah and the Azara. And so if you're bringing children along, well, if it's Shabbos, you're going to end up violating Ha'avara, right? You're going to carry that child, the Dalet Amos B'Shus Ramon, so that's a problem. The Yushami gives us another reason, right? That's, as we said before, that they would construct a bima out of wood in the Azara. And so it's impossible to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos. So why don't you do it earlier? Well, you don't do it earlier because we don't want to minimize the space that you have available in the Azara. The Rambam gives another reason, because you'd have to sound the chatzotzos, right? You have to sound the trumpets, and also you'd be davening, you'd be making these tchinos davening supplications, and those are things that you're not supposed to be doing on Shabbos either. Okay, so all these things, Zman Atzei Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, and Hakel, those are things that we delay rather than having them early, as opposed to Megillah, which we don't mind having it early. Now, the Mishnah says, Afal pisha amru makdim nevel ma'achrin, even though they did say that we do Megillah early, we do Kriyas Megillah early, we don't delay it, mutarin behesped ubetainios ubematanos le'avyonim. It is permitted to do a hesped, a eulogy, and tainios, and fast days, umatanos avyonim, right? And literally that would translate to be gifts to the poor. What does that mean? So what that means is that it's true, right, that you're observing Megillah. Megillah is supposed to be read early for these various people, let's say for the Kfarim. So we say, though, that even though you're doing it early and not delaying when it comes to Megillah, we say that for Hesped and for Tanias, those days that you that your community of villagers were observing to read the Megillah on, they're not full-fledged status. They don't have the full-fledged status of Yom Tov, such that you're not allowed to eulogize, you're not allowed to observe it as a tainus. And also, by the way, if you did Matanos Avyonim on those days, you would be Yotze Yerchiv. Now, what about Mishloach Manos? That's not in the Mishnah. What about Mishloach Manos? So we know that when it comes to Mishloach Manos, the Rif tells us that Mishloach Manos can only be satisfied. You can only satisfy the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos at the time that you're having the Suda of Purim. Well, the Suda of Purim you have to do actually in the appropriate time. You don't do it on an earlier day just because you're reading the Megillah earlier. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Emasai, when is that? Under what circumstances do Chazal allow the Kfarim to do things early for Yom HaKnisa, on the day of Yom HaKnisa? That's Makom Shenechnasam B'Sheni V'Chamisha. That's a place that would be going in anyway to the larger cities on Yom HaKnisa. Either for the Batidin or for Kriya Satora, etc. Avamakam Shein Nechnasin Lo Bashin Lo Chamisha, but for a place that's not going into the larger cities on Monday or Thursday that week in Kornasa El Bazmana, then they're going to have to read the Megillah in its appropriate time on the regular day, the 14th of Adar. Okay, so let's just to speak up very briefly this Mishnah. The Mishnah wants to know what's considered to be a large city, because it makes a difference for whether you qualify as a kfar, that we allow you to go in and read the Megillah early on Yom HaKnisa. So we said that if you have Asar Bat Lanan in your city, 10 people who make it their business, they don't engage in Malacha, and they are to be found constantly in the Beis HaKnesses for the Tefillah times. So those people, if you have 10 Bat Lanan in your city, you know that that's considered to be a large city. Fewer than that, you're considered to be a kfar, and you're allowed to read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa. Now, what we do say is that when it comes to Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, that's something that Chazal allow us to do early. But there are a bunch of other things that Chazal tells us not to do early. We would prefer that if they came out on Shabbos, you'd have to do them later. What are they? The Zman Atzei Kohanim, when you bring the special wood, when your family had its specific date to bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash for the Ma'aracha, you'd also bring a carbon, it was like a yamta for you. So if that came on Shabbos, we'd prefer that you bring it on Sunday rather than advancing to be done earlier. Tisha B'Av also, we don't observe Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, and we're not going to push it to be earlier, so we push it to be later. The Chagiga that you bring on all the Regalim, you don't do that on Shabbos, so we don't do it early, we do it on any one of the subsequent days of Yom Tov, because you have the first 7 days to make up that carbon. And then Hakel, at the end of a Shemitah year, at the Amatzei Shemitah, which is also, and also on Matzah Yom Tov of Sukkot, you'd have the mitzvah of Haku, and all men, women, and children would have to congregate in the Azara to hear the Melech read from the Sefer Torah. He'd read Sefer Devarim. So those are things that we do later rather than doing earlier. So the question is, though, when we tell you that you can do Megillah earlier, does that mean that the earlier days, let's say you read it on the 12th or the 11th or the 13th, does that mean that those days have the full status of a Yom Tov such that you're not allowed to eulogize, such that you're not allowed to observe as a Tinus? And the answer is, they don't have the full status of Yom Tov, right? You are allowed to eulogize, you are allowed to observe those days as a Tinus. Are you Yotzi Yerchiv and Matanos Yonin? Yes, you are. Reb Yehuda, though, qualifies Chazal's dispensation for the villagers. And Reb Yehuda says, by the way, under what circumstances do we say that the people who live in the villages are allowed to read the Megillah and be Yotzei Derchiv of Mikra Megillah on Yom HaKnisa? That's if they're going in anyway. But if you're not going in on Monday or Thursday, you're not going to be Yotzei Derchiv that way. You're going to have to read the Megillah, Bizmana, on the appropriate day, on the actual day, the 14th. Okay.